Okay, good evening, Rabbosai. Hope you all steigt and you got fired up on Lag BaOmer. We did not speak yet about a point which is worthwhile discussing, which is we left off with the question of a omein after a brocha of a katan, a child. So that's not relevant to you. It's not relevant to you at all, yeah? A child... Exactly, it's not a child. So a child who recites a brocha, we saw that if it's a genuine brocha, he's making a shahako, eloe, tzadoma, the halacha is really, you should say, amen. That is, if it's a higia lechinuch. If it's a chinuch age, the brocha is a right brocha, It deserves an omen. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Tezayin is famously of the opinion that if it's a child shaloi higia lechinuch, a child which is under the age of chinuch, to him you don't say omen after the bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Tezayin says Sefkot Tezayin is on page 256. Bnei chinuch mashmad al bracha shemvorach al achil v'chayagav nekodim shigia lechinuch. If it's a bracha of a child before he reaches the chinuch, Eilano is omen, all of you don't say omen after the bracha of a child in Sheinli Yigyan HaChinuch. So again, Mishnah Berurah's opinion is, can you find it, page 256? The Mishnah Berurah's opinion is, a child which is not Yigya HaChinuch, which is not Chinuch age, you do not say omen after his bracha. Now the first question, of course, is define age of Chinuch. What is the definition of Chinuch in terms of omen and bracha? So how do you define that? So it could either be, what is Igya Lechinuch? So you can either say that somebody who can say a bracha, who can verbalize a bracha. That's one opinion. Pardon? Or he knows who the bracha goes to. That's right, he knows that the bracha is said to Hashem. Either way, we're probably talking about a certain... So if it's the former, then what age? What age would it be? Four. If it's the latter, it's probably a drop later than that. But either way, what we are saying... A child who's before that, a three-year-old child who says a bracha, which most three years old nowadays will say brachas, and you don't say omen after such a bracha. This is what the Mishnah Berurah holds. There's no two ways about it. Mishnah Berurah says you don't say omen after such a bracha. What do we do about it? Is that the minik, first of all? I don't think that's the minik. Huh? I don't think that's what's done. Generally, people say omen after a bracha of a three-year-old. Very much so, I think so. So, first of all, it must be pointed out that there are definitely yidnu ha-makpid on this Mishnah Berurah. He's not Mishnah Berurah's own Chiddush. It's the name of Primogodim, and there are Yidin who, yes, are Makbid Reb Shlomo Zalman and Eitzah. Reb Shlomo Zalman did the following. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, when it's a child, Shlomo Yigyal Chinuch setting a bracha, he would say, Omei, without the Nun at the end. Which is something which is not noticeable to most people, in particular to a child, won't notice that. You'd say, Omei, and you don't say the Nun at the end. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman did, and he was makbid on that. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, you don't say omen after bracha, the child shel gine chinuch. Once you notice that, once you know about this Reb Shlomo Zalman, you see there's actually quite a lot of Talmidei Chachamim who are makbid on that. But you need to have an ear for it, you need to positively pay attention to it. So that Reb Shlomo Zalman was makbid on this, and he would not say the nun. Others, I saw other poskim, but that I've never seen, but I saw poskim saying that you should quietly say to yourself, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lo'olam, Omen ve'Omen. And if you say to yourself quietly this, then you can time it in a way that you can say the Omen. Baruch Hashem, Lo'olam, Omen, Ve'omen, and then you can say the Omen. But again, this is something which is good Eitzah, sounds very good. But Lemaisa, I've never actually seen somebody doing that. So, pardon?
Did you break it into two?
Yeah, that would also work. That's a bit similar to what Shlomo Zalman. It's pretty similar because they did not actually say Omen. Now, I heard years ago from... there's two actually answers, but one is what I heard from our Falk, and it's quite similar to what Chaim Kanevsky seems to be saying, that actually he disagrees. One could disagree, and we could say that whilst it's true, he may not be Igya Lechinuch to saying a bracha, but there is an element of being Igya Lechinuch for the Omein. So if you're trying to teach a child, it could be that a 4 year or 3 year old, he's not in the age of Chinuch for saying a bracha. Could be, and he's nevertheless saying it, but he could be that he's in Gia Lechinuch for understanding the concept of Omen and saying Omen after a bracha. So whilst it's true that there is no Chinuch for a bracha for a 3 year old, but But there is chinuch of saying amen for bracha. Hence, it does make sense, and that would be justification, explanation, and an approach why one could say amen after bracha for child shall get a chuppah. Again, this is unlike the words of the Mishneh Berurah. It doesn't go with the Mishneh Berurah, really. Mishneh Berurah says you don't say amen. Yeah. So if it is a child who is a gia lechinuch, then it's a totally legitimate, correct, good bracha. It's a bracha. After bracha, you say amen. If it's a child who is lo gia lechinuch, it hasn't got shame bracha. It doesn't have a name of bracha. It's not a bracha. So if it's not a bracha, you don't say amen after. It's not a bracha. Mishneh Berurah says later on to answer that, he says. It's ain't shame bracha olav. It's ain't shame bracha olav. He doesn't have a name of a bracha. It's not a bracha. He's doing something, but it's not a bracha. It's doing some. It could even be. But he should still do it. I mean, I know that Reb Moshe. I heard once on a tape years ago from Reb David Feinstein. Speaking in the name of his zichron is about his father, about Reb Moshe. And if I'm not mistaken, this is years ago. This is literally still a tape. It was literally a tape. And I don't know if you know what a tape is. Yeah, do you know what a tape is? So so I remember that. I seem to remember that he said in the name of his father, Reb Moshe Feinstein, that his father didn't want, if I'm not mistaken, a kid shelo yigia lechinuch. He didn't want them to say brachos. He didn't want. Because it's just too young. But that's definitely not the minik. That is not the minik. Nowadays, we're trying to train our kids as early as possible in LP. And that's definitely not the minik. But if I can hear that, I can hear just to explain a bit, what is it? It's not a bracha. The answer is, it's not a bracha. So, Lemaisa, Reb Chaim Zonfeld said that this is not relevant at all. Reb Chaim Zonfeld said in the Yerushalayim Rav, Reb Chaim Zonfeld said another, he said that if he's able to say a bracha, then he's a Gia Lechinuch already. So that's a new definition of a Gia Lechinuch. He said this is not, he cannot be. He said there's no such thing as a child who's not a Gia Lechinuch who can say a bracha. Because the second he can actually verbalize a bracha, he's a Gia Lechinuch. So then again, it's only a theoretical question, not a practical question, because he says, as soon as I can actually say a bracha, he's a gia lechinuch. No, so he said there is no such thing as a child who is shaloi gia lechinuch who can say a bracha, according to Reb Chaim Zonfeld. He said, if he can say a bracha, then he's a gia lechinuch. It's a very young age for gia lechinuch. According to Reb Chaim Zonfeld, he disagrees. And he says that it's considered higia lechinuch as soon as he can say a bracha. I think Chaim Zonfeld, I think that's pretty much the minhag ha'olam. I think that's what people definitely, we make sure our kids say, oh man, and we train them into it. And I can really hear Chaim Zonfeld, because it might not be to wait until they fully understand the concept of a bracha. We may not wait until they understand that the bracha is to Hashem and we praise and thank Hashem for a bracha. We're probably not waiting for that. I think that the age of chinuch is, now what do you think? As soon as they can actually verbalize it, we try to slowly train them into it. According to Chaim Zonfeld, no, he can verbalize. I hear that. Yeah, but it might be. Yeah, I hear that. So you're saying that he can't be Gia Lechinuch because he needs more than that. Yeah, I hear that. Okay, so this is that. But it's very interesting. I think this Mishneh Berurah is a very interesting Mishneh Berurah. And again, a minhag ha'olam doesn't seem to be in line with the Mishneh Berurah. I think it's something definitely to be aware of. Yeah. Okay. We started yesterday, Siv Dalet. I want to briefly go through it again because it is very important, Siv. Anybody who makes a bracha she'eino tzicha, a bracha which is in vain, carries Shem Shemaim, the name of Hashem Lashov, in vain. It's as if he makes a shvua, a promise to Hashem Lashov in vain, and you're not allowed to lanois to answer after that's achov, homen se omen. So, Mishnah Berurah explained that there's actually two things. There is something called a bracha levatola, pure and utter bracha levatola. If I now say Hashem's name, I say bracha to Hashem lekei melech ha'olam, shakon mitvo with Hashem's name, this is a pure bracha levatola. Nothing to do about that. Could probably even be the reise. Mishnah Berurah says, that's bracha levatola. That doesn't need to be mentioned, and that's self-understood, and we know that, and thank you very much. Bracha she'eino tzicha, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, is something else. There's a bracha she'eino tzicha, bracha which is not necessary. Not necessary. And the example that the Mishnah Berurah is going to say in a second is, for instance, you know you're going to wash, You know you're going to wash. You're going to have a motzi. But prior to washing, you make a shakel. Why don't you wait a minute? You don't need this bocha. Why do you need this order? Wash, make a motzi, and then you can have the drink without a bocha. Why making the bocha now? This is considered, called Mishnah Berurah, a bocha she'eino tzicha. Goes without saying that if you need to say it for you need the bocha now, you can't wait those 5-10 minutes because you're thirsty or because it's not technical possible, whatever, that's fine. But the scenario is, there is no reason whatsoever to do the bocha now. Why are you doing it now? So go and wash and have it without. So that's considered bocha she'eino tzicha. Well, and that's you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do that. That's awesome. Yeah.
How long before can you make a shekel if you want a drink or for something else?
So if somebody's thirsty, even a minute or two, so you can't wait. But if you're just doing it for without any reason, that would be considered bocha she'eino tzicha. If you're really thirsty and you can't wait, you don't want to wait now another 3 minutes, that's still not going to be considered bocha she'eino tzicha because you're thirsty now. Yeah. So let us see this Mishnah Berurah, which is a very, very important Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kotnut ches bocha she'eino tzicha." Second wide line. Kegoin, such as Shemavorich Besuch Hasuda, such when you're making bocha in the middle of a meal, al dvorim, on matters, Sheniftu kva, which are exempt already, al de bikazamoitzi, tezu bocha le tzerichikal, that's not needed at all. So if you're making a bocha in the middle of a meal, something which are exempt already through the hamoitzi, goes without saying. Ve'oit kosu apos, but it's even more than that. Ta'afili machshav lo yo bocha le atol, even if bocha now was not in vain altogether, but, גם כי לפעמים בכלל ברוך שאני צריכה, אתה כנעוץ בקונסט ברוך שאני צריכה, כגוין, such as, עם שולחון האורך, לפעולו. His table is set, completely set. ודאי טוי, and his mind is, לילך בלי תליאות ולאכול. He's just about to go and wash. He's going to go and wash in a minute. The table is all laid already. ולוקח קודם על התילה, and he takes before the washing, הוא מבורך על דבורים שדאי טוי לאכולו, בשביל חסול, he's going to eat something now, which is going to eat in the middle of the meal. Why are you making a ברוך now? Why? You're just about to wash. So that's bocha she'eino tzicha. Gam kamzeh also, this is also the goyrem, because you are causing a bocha she'eino tzicha. Bocha she'eino tzicha. Bocha she'eino tzicha. Now, the poskim ask, what about the other vice versa? You're finishing a meal, and you're going to bench. You're about to bench. Now you know that after benching, straight after benching, I'm going to eat some. I'm going to carry on eating a bit more. I'm going to have a bit more. Something which was exempt from brachas of the middle of the meal. So say you want to have another drink. Yeah, you know you're going to have another drink after. You have to do that or not. You're going to bench now instead of, you're going to bench now, and after bench you're going to make another shakel of a drink that you could have been exempt in the middle of the meal. Is this permitted or not?
It's fine. You don't need to wait. You don't start having drinks now if you want it in 5 minutes.
Right.
You have it now because you're going to bench.
Yeah, so certainly if you just know you're going to be thirsty in 5 minutes, you don't have to push off the benching. That's true. But I'm talking about you're still thirsty, but you're benching now and relying on the fact you're going to make a bracha straight after benching. Shouldn't? Yeah, absolutely correct. This is considered a bracha she'eino tzicha. It's considered a bracha she'eino tzicha. If you know you want a bit more of this main course, whatever, you're going to, the oil is rushing already, you want a bench already, whatever, and you know you're going to have a bit more in a minute, it's a bracha she'eino tzicha. It's a bracha she'eino tzicha, you're not allowed to. So of course, if you know in 5-10 minutes that would be different. If you say you're going to go for a walk and in 10 minutes you're going to come back and you want to have a bit more, that's different, because that's like relying on something else. But if now you're not, now at the position, that situation now, you're not quite, and you're just benching because you're benching, and you know you're going to need more in a minute, so that would be considered bocha she'eino tzicha. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I think that's very important to know. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah now goes into an additional point, because we're talking about mentioning Hashem's name in vain. So the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kot New Test says the following in Lashov. Even though you're making the bracha, You're making a bracha in the right word, with the right wording, praising Hashem, the correct wording of a bracha. Since the bracha is unnecessary, and even more so, even more so if you are mentioning the name of Hashem Levatolo altogether, Chas v'Sholim, v'lav davka shem shel Abba Oisis. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, Baruch Shem Netzicha, he's not only who the name of Hashem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The concept of Shem Shemaim Levatolo, of Baruch Shem Netzicha, you're not allowed to. Why not allowed to say Baruch Shem Netzicha? Why? What's wrong with Baruch Shem Netzicha? It's not bochin vein. It's not as if you say shakol nebidvoroi and then you're not having a drink. That's good. That's bochin batola. That's even worse. But a bochin etzicha is you're saying the right bocha, the right wording for the right food. So what's wrong with the bochin etzicha? What is taka wrong with it? Why is the bochin etzicha wrong? Why? That's right. The point is loisiso, that you're mentioning Hashem's name for no reason. It's not with the wrong wording or the wrong, it's just that there's no reason. We don't have kedik, just use Hashem's name. Hashem's name is heilig, it's sacred, it's special. We don't use it randomly. We only use it at very specific occasions. Hence, a bracha she'eino tzricha is also, it's not a bracha levatola, but it's an unnecessary bracha. We don't utilize Hashem's name for, unless there's a particular reason for it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says this doesn't only apply, therefore, if you've got actually, if you're making a bracha unnecessary. Said, in fact, this could even apply if you're not using Hashem's name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Not could be any other referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're using it in an unnecessary way. That's also a problem. Yes, you
would. Would that apply the same logic, just same pesukim?
So if you say a posuk, that will. So if you're saying a full posuk, so that can be derech shvach and oydor, which or derech limud, and therefore it's going to be fine. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. The Mishnah Berurah is going to answer that. So the Mishnah Berurah says again, lav davka shem shel Abba Oisios. It's not only with the name of Hashem with the four letters, which is referring to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Who are then similarly also shah shemois, the other names of Hashem. Gam Kein is also included, Bichlal Isozeh with this Issa. So any time that you're referring to Hashem's name, saying Hashem's real name, for nothing, it's a problem. Now, the name that we say Hashem, what I'm saying now, this is not Hashem's name. It just means the name, which is therefore doesn't go into that category. That word has got no Kedusha. Hashem, it just means, it's just a, I wouldn't say symbolic, but what's the right word? It's a reference to the real name of Hashem. So that wouldn't apply. So that there is no limitation to that, because it's just for us to realize what we're referring to. That's not really the name of Hashem, it's just the name. So it's just for us to know what we're talking about. But there is no Issa there. But any other real name of Hashem, if Elokeinu, Elokim, all the names that are done in the... All those are included in that. It's not just Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'u'adin, now Mishnah Berurah continues. Rabbi Isai, Mishnah Berurah continues. V'u'adin, and similarly, im hoitzi Hashem beloshen laz levatola. If you're using the name of Hashem, laz, with in foreign language, in any other language besides loshen hakodesh levatola, tehainu. So if you're using it in any other, in English, in Yiddish, if you're using it for a non-necessary purpose, you're over on the Issa. The Hainu, meaning, if it's not for thanking and praising Hashem, Gam Ken Yesh Issa, there's also an Issa. Gam Ken Yesh. Pardon? Yeah, that's right, absolutely. Absolutely. But not only that, even if you are referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but if you're using it in English, and you're saying it in a not Derech Shevach V'Oidoi, so it's wrong. So even that the English, we say Hashem's name of God, or in Yiddish, God, he should be always use always derech shevach, derech praise, praising or thanking Hashem, or derech limud, learning, which Mishnah Berurah here doesn't mention, but then it's fine. But if it's not, one should be very careful. One should be careful with Issa. So, what is if somebody asks you how you are? And so if you say Baruch Hashem, then you're saying it, Hashem is a word which you can use. But what if you say it in English? You say it in English. Is that a problem or not? Pardon? If it's? Why is it not a problem? That's right. So the answer is it's fine. You could say, because all you're doing is you're literally thanking Hashem. So you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're fine, you do that, you can do that. There's nothing problematic. Nothing wrong with it. Derech Shevach is praising Hashem. So it's fine. But some still say they want you to try to refrain from doing it. I saw some poskim refrain, don't use Hashem's name. Hashem's real name, even in English, unless it's real necessary, but I think that people generally are maker with that. Right, okay. Yeah. Good. Right. Okay, this is in terms of the Baruch Hashem Otzricha and the Issa of Noisishim Shemaim Levatola. Yeah. So again, if somebody makes a bracha levatola, you will not say amen after that. Right. Rabbi Yisrael, we are ready for... Not really. Okay, so we're going to start Siman Resh Tizdayin tomorrow, Mi'etz Hashem. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight. We started speaking about the halacha of chinuch, a bracha which is said, of child, we gia lechinuch, you will say amen. A child who is not gia lechinuch, Mishnah Berurah says... You shouldn't. Minhag is, yes. We saw various ways. Either you don't say the nun, or you go with Reb Chaim Kanievsky that he's got omen, chinuch on the obligation to say omen, or you go with the Reb Chaim Zonfeld that says that he's a gila chinuch already. Gila chinuch already. If he says the boch, he's already reached the chat, the reach of chinuch. We spoke about the concept of saying Shem Shemaim Levatola. We spoke about Baruch Shem Tzicha, and we also pointed out that the Issa of Shem Shemaim Levatola is not only in Lashon HaKodesh, it applies also in other languages. And having said all this, we're ready to proceed with the Lachos of Siman Resh Tezayin, which is Dinei Birkas Hareach. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.